start playing Michael Miles. Mine is the voice of Rick Cogan. Welcome to After Hours and happy Memorial Day to you. One of the people in this town I admire most for his intelligence, for his historical expertise, and because mostly because of the focus of your historical expertise, is my guest this half hour, John Binder. John, how are you?
I am well, Rick. Thank you for inviting me.
You are really an expert. You are sort of have really become the go-to guy for any cable show that is focusing on the Chicago mob because of your incredible writing and research about the mob.
I've done quite a bit of work for cable documentary, both U.S. and European over the years. They just keep making new shows.
Well, and you keep writing books, too.
Yes.
Your first one, The Chicago Outfit, which was an Arcadia book. Mm-hmm. It was your first mob book.
Yes.
It was followed up in 2017 by an unbelievably well-researched and, to me, enlightening book called Al Capone's Beer Wars. That took a long time, did it not?
It was a lot of work. There was no simple start to finish. Some of the things in there I was putting into files 25 years ago as I first saw them. Other things I was still digging to try and answer questions as I was writing parts of chapters, because it was just clear to me, it's not clear what happened yet. Oh, time to get back to the coal mine.
I mean, what you're really great at doing is digging out the real. There are a lot of myths and a lot of legends that have come to surround the vaunted history of the Chicago Outfit from, you know, before the days of Al Capone. And there's a lot of stuff that is now passed off as gospel, and it's really not. I mean, you want to get at the truth.
That was certainly my goal with that book. What are the interesting questions and how do we answer them? And what do we need to find to answer them, as opposed to how do I get 200 pages or how do I do a year and a half of work or something?
Yeah. You retired from your teaching. You were a professor at the University of Illinois and have been doing tours. You started doing tours a while ago. One of the reasons John is on is because beginning in June, beginning very soon, he is starting a new kind of tour operation. Your previous tours, you still do, right?
Yes, I still do the Oak Park River Forest Gangster Tour, which started in about 2005. I call that one "There Goes the Neighborhood." Neighborhood are two separate words. And that's still running. It's running again this year. And this one, the Chicago Prohibition Gangster Tour, at least is a new offering to the public.
Now, basically, you wouldn't start a new one unless the first one and the ongoing one was very, very popular. And that was sort of, it was kind of like a garden walk, a house tour, basically, because that's where some of Chicago's most noted and successful mobsters lived.
Yes, the Oak Park River Forest Gangster Tour, that doesn't go inside any of these places.
Right.
They're all private residences. But it tells the story about organized crime and many of the top leaders in organized crime by going by the houses, which themselves are interesting, where a lot of these guys lived, Accardo, Rica, on and on, in Oak Park River Forest. And by the time you get through going into the lives of these guys, you end up sort of talking about the history of organized crime in Chicago from the 20s to almost 1990.
Well, and on those tours, you must have gotten one of the seeds of your new Chicago gangster, Chi-Town gangster tours, is that people must just have been browbeating you with questions, saying, Tony Accardo, that's a nice house. Now, who was he?
Right. Or what was his nickname? Was it this? Was it that? Well, where does he come from? There's lots of questions. Is he related to so-and-so? Is it true that there was a sub-basement, almost like a dungeon in that house? Is this the house with the bowling alley? On and on and on.
So in coming up with this idea, and you must have done it on some cold winter night where you said, wait a minute, I think there are, and you know there's an explosive interest in the mob. And you make a good point. You have to me many times that the reason people are not interested in seeing, you know, the various places where John Wayne Gacy picked up guys or where Richard Speck stayed at the Star Hotel on West Madison Street, that it's far enough removed, the bloodshed.
Yes.
You know, is far enough removed where people like Capone and the St. Valentine's Day Massacre can almost become romanticized.
Yeah, on the downside, on some of this history, it does get romanticized and the facts are forgotten. When I do tours, I want to do straight-up history, talk about the facts and things. But because the blood is dried on some of the stuff from way back when, it's not gory and the public is not turned off by it. They're sort of, so what's the deal? And who is this Capone guy? Or
what do you think, though? There is a, you know, you look at shows like The Sopranos and you look at shows like Deadwood. Mm-hmm. There is this inherent fascination with what you call the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
What is the dark side? Is it because most of us lead, even Dan Long and Roe Coleman and Roger Badish and John Binder, all of us lead relatively tame.
Yep. Quiet, boring lives.
Well, boring, but they are relatively, comparatively quiet lives. No question about that. What is it that appeals? And obviously, even going even further back and into fantasy, this mm-hmm. Game of Thrones right. craziness.
Yeah.
What is it, John?
Well, we don't want to read or watch TV or movies about what we do every day. Who wants to watch, as I've said a few times, a TV show about a law-abiding accountant who works his 60 hours a week and goes home to his well-adjusted wife and children.
And his well-adjusted kids and plays catch in the backyard.
And his well-adjusted pets.
Yeah, and his well-adjusted pets.
That's
so
not interesting to us.
In conceptualizing the new tour, the Chi-Town Gangster Tour, how did you conceptualize it? Are you going to leave? What days are you going to have the tour?
The tour will basically in the near future be running on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, probably twice a week. And yeah, just as it starts up, and it picks up and drops off again at the same place, right by Millennium Park, and it goes around to some of the places you might expect.
Is it in a small bus? Is it on a bicycle? Is it on one of those crazy whatever those things are?
The standard bus would be 44 passenger, but depending upon demand, I can go up to 54 passengers. In other circumstances, use a smaller bus for convenience and things. So it partly depends upon group size, but it goes around by, you know, virtually, not brand new, but very new luxury bus.
After the commercial, I want you to detail exactly. I want to pretend that I'm on the bus. Who drives it? Do you drive it or you have a professional?
Professional.
Yeah, you can't drive and talk at the same time.
I can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
The other tours take off from where?
The Oak Park River Forest tour takes off from basically downtown Oak Park, does a loop sort of through Oak Park and River Forest, and comes back then to downtown Oak Park. There, the people stay on the bus the entire time.
And they don't get out. Yeah, because they can't go in the houses. They can't walk.
Yeah, the homeowners would not appreciate us going to the house to see
what do the homeowners think? Are any of them flattered when you drive by in a bus? Or many of them like, hey, wait a minute, I don't want people to know I live in Tony Accardo's house.
One of the homeowners waved today.
Oh, that's great.
I've been in his house by
you took me in one of those houses once when it was up.
Yeah, that's
for
right,
sale.
Paul Rica's place, right?
That's right. It was Paul Rica's house. Nice house.
And it has since sold. So I think you're partly responsible for that.
Well, I couldn't. I'm sure whatever it was sold for, I couldn't have afforded. John Binder is in here for the rest of this half hour. You can go to ChiTownGangsterTours.com to be among the first to go on John's tours. And after this short commercial break, we will pretend that I'm on a tour and John is leading the tour, so you'll know sort of where you're going. He won't give it all to you, but he'll give you much of it.
Happy to.
Yeah, good. So stay tuned. Welcome back. Let's pretend now that we are among the first people to walk up to a corner near the Art Institute, and we have signed up. We have gone to the website, ChiTownGangsterTours.com. We don't know quite what to expect, and we get on the bus, and we show this nice man with a mustache and white hair our ticket, and he goes, have a seat. And some other people come on the bus, and we hope the bus is... The guy with the white hair hopes the bus is full. Where do we go, John? Where do you take us?
The bus makes a loop in Chicago, no farther south than 22nd Street, no farther north than the Biograph Theater around Fullerton, no more than a mile west of the lake. To try and do something in-depth in 2.5 hours, I can't take you out to Mount Carmel Cemetery in Hillside.
Well, you can't go out to Oak Park River Forest either.
Or anything like that.
But so this is a real sort of a downtown Chicago mobster tour. You certainly go down a certain block of North Clark Street, obviously.
Sure.
What do people see there?
Well, I mean, obviously, 2122 North Clark Street, the garage is long gone, torn down in 1967.
Just a plot of grass.
Yeah. Actually, they created a parking lot, a little parking lot.
Oh, did they really now? I haven't been up there in a while.
Next to the senior citizen building. But so I will discuss sort of just where the guys were standing relative to that parking lot against the north wall of the garage when all hell broke loose.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, you know, one of the things about this tour is it's not just about, so what happened at one point in time, this location, but why did it happen? And then still even a bigger picture, I would say, what was going on in Chicago during Prohibition? How did the underworld evolve from, at the start of Prohibition, basically 12 major bootlegging gangs in the city? At the end of Prohibition, there's essentially one gang controls all of organized crime in the Cook County area, the Outfit. How do we go from one to the other, and then these interesting things that are happening in that story at those locations?
So then you will go up Clark Street, you will tell that story, then you will head over to Lincoln Avenue, and just north of Fullerton, and that theater still exists. It's not a movie theater anymore. Live it's a theater. Legitimate stage house, but what do you show them there?
Well, at some places, whether an audience willing, will get off the bus and explore things, so we'll the bus will park or drop us off, and we'll go walk to the front of Biograph, and I'll put myself in the footsteps of John Dillinger. So he comes out of the movie that night, and then just what happened?
Manhattan Melodrama, right?
Yep, Clark Gable, and I forgot the leading lady's name.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, Clark Gable's in the
Clark
movie.
Clark Gable's Clark Gable. And John Dillinger sees something he doesn't like. No one's quite sure, but it's the hottest day, I think, in the history of Chicago, maybe 105 degrees. And now there's guys still with their suits on and bulges under their jackets walking towards you. What's wrong with this picture? He takes off. They take off after him.
He takes a left down this alley.
Tries to get in the alley, and basically it's a bullet in the neck that kills him then out of the four shots that he's hit by. That brings him down, and he's dead at the scene. But so we'll walk back through that. So what's the deal? Who is sort of where and what
happened. That's great. That's great. Yeah. There is a famous picture in the Chicago Tribune that haunts me to this day of Dillinger's body in the morgue. Mm-hmm. And standing and watching through a glass pane is a big fat guy in a bathrobe with a cigar and two women in bathing suits. I so want to write a short story about that. Then you go south all the way to 22nd Street. What's down there?
Well, we're going to be going down to what is essentially the old Levee District, the heart of prostitution in Chicago back in the day, because some of the nearby locations are very central to the Prohibitionary organized crime. There's where the old Lexington Hotel was, which is Capone Gang headquarters. There's where Colosimo's Cafe was, about a block away. What Colosimo started, Johnny Torrio got after he had him killed. When John Torrio retired, Capone got that.
Do you get into it all, Geraldo Rivera, trying to open that safe?
That comes up a lot. Well, isn't this the place? And I actually give people the backstory on that. Do you want to know part
of that? Yeah, sure.
Geraldo got told, as we say, beforehand that there wasn't going to be anything in there. A guy, Tim Samuelson, who I think you may know.
Oh, no, very well. The cultural historian of the city of Chicago.
Yeah, Geraldo got hooked up with Tim, and Tim told him, there's not going to be anything there. Because and I'll say this for sure, for the following reasons, I know for a fact, there's nothing Capone related down there. Geraldo did it anyway.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, Geraldo, and that made Geraldo's career. Remember, resurrected his career by opening an empty vault. Who goes? I would recommend this tour to anybody who lives here and has heard these stories in various places and heard from your, you know, great grandfather that Al Capone used to give free soup to people and all that other nonsense. This is a way, I'm assuming, though, it's mostly going to be out-of-towners, don't you think, John?
I think there's a couple different audiences. Apparently, the tourist audience for this type of tour is very large. People come from elsewhere in the country, elsewhere on the planet Earth, and they know about this history. They want to see it. There's also locals looking for either, you know, historical exploration, or they want to kill 6 hours when the relatives come to town by finding something to drive into the city and have
them
do.
How long are the gangster town tours?
This tour, the Chicago Prohibition Gangster Tour, runs about 2.5 hours.
Perfect. Yeah. I think that's perfect.
Then you can do what you want downtown. Many fine restaurants. I mean, hey, look.
Well, you're right. It's so centrally located, near the right in front of the Art Institute, for Christ's sake, where Route 66 starts.
Exactly.
Who do you imagine? You're going to sell. I'm hoping you're going to sell your fine books, the Chicago Outfit and Al Capone's Beer Wars, on this tour, because I think that, to my mind, is a much better souvenir than, you know, there's some stupid tour here that you can buy up. You know, like an Al Capone shot glass, you know, which is, you know, come on.
45 caliber or 38 caliber shot glass?
I don't know, because I didn't buy one. But I think it's much more valuable to have your to have your books part of this thing. So the first one is likely to be in the first week of June, do you think?
June 14th, which is a Friday.
June 14th.
The kickoff date for the newly opened Republic Chicago Prohibition Gangster Tour. Yeah, the books, I think, might make good gifts. The books are very different. You mentioned the one is an Arcadia book.
Right.
Heavily photo-laden.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, with some words.
Sure.
Foreign tourists who might not speak much English can still work their way through that book.
Easily.
This is Capone, or this is this guy, that
easily.
Guy. Well, these seven.
Well, especially after doing your tour, yeah. They'll be able to work through the book.
Here's the six dead guys still in the garage.
Yes.
Because the one was on the way to the hospital already. That's the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, such and such. The other one is a more standard book, 110,000 words, but with 115 photos.
Well, but it's so well researched. I mean, that is such an interesting book, and that's especially appropriate, too, because there is this sort of surge in interest in beer of all kinds. I mean, mm-hmm. beer is huge business. I mean, yeah. If I see another, you know, I'm surprised Dan Long, Roe Coleman, and I haven't started our own craft brewery somewhere, but there is, and I think it'd be great for people to know that. John, I wish you good luck. I think
I may come
on one of your tours.
That'd be excellent.
And then write about it. I'll have to keep my mouth shut, because all I'd keep doing is saying, hey, you from Japan, buy this book.
They make great gifts for Uncle Louie. You know?
Yeah,
you get him off the Christmas list.
Great gifts for your uncle in Japan. It's great to see you, and congratulations
on
the new tour.
Always. Thank you, Dan and Rome.
Go to... This is one of the first guys to ever thank Dan and Roe. That's so nice. That's what all guests should do.
You'll all come on the tour after you start the microbrewery.
After we start our microbrewery.
I mean, as you know, I haven't had a good beer since Prohibition, so I'm looking,
You're looking forward to your
microbrewery.
You're looking to us. Go to ChiTownGangsterTours.com for all the information, and have fun on the trip. We'll be right back.